Christ. Just what does it take for any of us ever to manage to turn an ordinary house into a home? Most of you have answered that question perhaps on several different occasions of your lifetime. A good many of you have come to D.C., as did I, from other places. And upon our arrival, we had to turn a new residence into a home. Some of us have perhaps had to do and make such a transition more than once in our lifetime. A few of us may have done so many times. We have undertaken that move in response to changes in employment location, or because your family size needed to be changed. Many of you have decided to find another house, perhaps a larger one, or maybe a smaller one, in response to family's ups and downs. Yorktown is widely well known for its stately old houses, but even these must be transitioned into homes for new occupants. And many of these old dwellings have undergone many such transformations in the past. The fashioning of a home involves much more than merely finding appropriate furnishings, or arranging to have utilities turned on, or even sending out a dress change announcement. Establishing a home before all else means building new and right relationships. The warm and cherished relationships of families, neighbors, and guests ultimately make houses into homes. Zacchaeus, in today's gospel, welcomed a very special guest into his house, who then in turn made Zacchaeus' house a home of justice. Jesus helped Zacchaeus correct his relationships with the folks of Jericho. And then Jesus declared, "Today salvation has come to this house." The short little man changed the way that he looked at the world and the way that he treated other people. Jesus' visit allowed him to correct the affairs of his life. The Lord actually had invited himself into the house of a sinful man, a tax collector, and a person who had grown very wealthy at the expense of others, and apparently through blatant deceit. Jesus is anxious to visit the houses of all kinds of people, but especially those who live on the periphery of society. Yet this very specific visit itself was transformative. It turned a rich man's house into a home brimming over with justice. That is what Jesus wants to do, even to those living in Georgetown or in the bishop's residence, making sinners into people of justice, and folks of perhaps a little stature into giants of kindness. As the Book of Wisdom so aptly alludes, you overlook people's sins that they may repent. God's heart is always tilted toward mercy, as today's story of Zacchaeus illustrates. The Lord delights in seeking out the lost, the derelict, because Zacchaeus was rich. He probably lived in a luxurious mansion by the standards of his day, far more opulent than the other residents of Jericho. But the furnishings of that house did not make it a home. She Jesus invited himself to dine with this sinful little man and to transform his house into a home filled with mercy and justice. Does he not also want to visit our hearts and to transform them into merciful abodes of compassion and tenderness? What must the common people have thought when Zacchaeus made such a drastic and radical turnaround? Must they not have marveled at how quickly this little thief had become an outstanding citizen and neighbor? Jesus spoke